People aren't wearing their masks. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Although nothing can prevent the coronavirus completely if you're out in the public, there are some things that you can do to minimize the risk of either spreading the coronavirus or getting it. If people wear masks that have the coronavirus and people wear masks that don't have it, they're a lot less likely to spread it. Also, you can wear gloves for opening doors and touching surfaces so long as you clean off those gloves. Obviously, you have to wipe things. It's very tedious, you know, throwing away gloves, cleaning off gloves if you have those that are not disposable. But one of the most visible things that you can do and one of the most safe things that you can do is to wear a mask, because then you won't be spreading the germs. I am amazed at how people are not wearing their masks. Now, admittedly, I do not go out in public very much. I only go out if I'm getting gas or if I'm going to drive and pick up groceries. Don't even go into grocery stores anymore. But occasionally, I will go to places where you pick up food, to-go food at restaurants. And today, I went into a place. I had my gloves and my mask on, and I went in, and multiple people were coming in and out of this establishment, and they didn't have gloves on, they didn't have masks on, they weren't even really paying attention to social distancing. And it's really frustrating to see that, because it's not just that people are going to spread, you know, sick germs like a cold or something like that. People doing that spreads coronavirus, and it makes it so much worse. That type of reckless, inattentive behavior will ultimately lead to far more people dying. It's not just that it gets somebody sick, it will result in someone dying. And it seems like more people than not don't wear masks or don't wear gloves. The masks are supposed to be more important than gloves so long as you wash your hands. Obviously, you're supposed to not touch your hand, your face, and other things like that. But this belief that somehow that people are immune from these immutable rules of science, and that somehow, you know, you're going to be able to defeat microbiology, and that you're not going to wear a mask, and you're just not going to care. It just signals to me when people do this that they don't care about other people. They don't care if their actions kill other people. They are so upset about not being able to buy their stuff or being inconvenienced that they're just going to ignore everything that the experts are telling them and are going to go out and not have a mask on. These are probably the same people that aren't paying attention to social distancing. They're still getting together for barbecues and stuff, but then they have these silly pictures on Facebook where they're, look, we're 6 feet apart. That's just not enough. People need to stay away from each other as much as they can and wear masks if you have to go out in public. Wash your hands. And just because the government arbitrarily decides that things can be opened up again, that doesn't mean things are safe. The way that they measure things changes. We don't have reliable data. The health departments, they won't even tell you where people have gotten coronavirus, what their age is, if they had any type of medical history before. And they always cite this misguided notion of privacy as if HIPAA somehow applies. And this is when people are dead. It doesn't apply anymore if they're dead. Also, revealing demographic information that doesn't reveal people's private information is not a breach of HIPAA. So using some sort of misguided privacy rule just seems to be reckless, and it will ultimately result in more people dying. If we knew where people were that had the coronavirus and what the demographic information is, if we could test everybody, then we could quarantine more people, and we could keep the people that were sick away from the people that were healthy, and it would be much more manageable. But we can't test anybody. You know, we can't even get the test. They can't even get the test in the United States Senate. And that is because Donald Trump does not want people to know how many people have coronavirus. We have well over 1 million right now. We'll probably have 2 million in another couple weeks. We're going to be over 100,000 people dead in the next week or two as a result of this. But he doesn't want people to know, because if people know, he'll lose the election. He'll probably lose it anyways, just because he's so unpopular. But it's beyond me why we don't know more, and then why people are out not wearing their masks, not caring about other people, going to big box stores that don't even sell food because I guess you feel inconvenienced about not being able to go out and do stuff. It is just so selfish, and I think it exposes the problem with the American psyche and the inherent selfishness that a lot of people have, which ultimately I think is going to be our undoing. I think that is what's going to cause people to die. It's not so much the virus as it is our response and our indifference to other people. That is what's going to be what brings us down. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.